الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فوز بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين وقال الله تعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال الله تعالى وإذا أخذنا من النبيين ميثاقهم ومنكم ومن نوح صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, the month of Rabi ul-Awwal is there. We, Alhamdulillah, are enjoying it. And many people are, Alhamdulillah, reciting Salat al-Nabi with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, it is because of nisbat with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like a person enters Madinatul Munawwara, so it has nisbat of makan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there, normal people also, they recite Salat al-Nabi many times because it is the place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here. And similarly, Rabiul Awwal has a clear connection with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this month, came in this world in this month, and left this world in this month, and Nabuwat was granted to him in this month. So these three things which are very important with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happened in this month. So therefore it has a zamani nisbat with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this month also, normal people also recite Salat al-Nabi many times. If a person goes to Madinatul Munawwara in previous, in before that, he does not recite many times Salat al-Nabi. But if he once go to Madinatul Munawwara and he get habit from it, from there, that after that, many times Salat al-Nabi in other places as well. So this will be, you can say, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him in this regard. So similarly, if in Rabiul Awwal, if a person starts reciting Salat al-Nabi many times, and he gets this habit from here, and then after that, even in other months, he recites many times Salat al-Nabi, so this will be also a gift. Actually, the people are criticizing on this matter because they think that the people have selected this month for Salat al-Nabi and they will not recite Salat al-Nabi in other months. So that way it is not good, because one has to recite Salat al-Nabi all the times, because in Quran the order is general. Inna Allahu malaikatu yusalluna ala al-Nabi ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his malaika are reciting or sending Salat al-Nabi and Om Mumin. Those are having iman, you should also send Salat al-Nabi and Salam with the great care. So in this way, then there is no problem, because if one person wants this for this purpose, that he will keep it in other days also. I can give an example of majalis of Durood Sharif, majalis of Salat al-Nabi. where the people come and sit, and collectively they say Salat al-Nabi. They are using the small stones or pebbles. So by that way they are granted the habit of Salat al-Nabi, and many people who stand from these majalis, they are reciting Salat al-Nabi many times, just like 5,000 a day or 10,000 a day or 1,000 a day. So it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to them this tawfiq. So we should encourage the people in this way, that they should say many times Salat al-Nabi. One person, he went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there in ta'lim, he learned that if a person recites 70,000 kalma, la ilaha illallah, so then the fire of Jahannam will become haram on him, and he will be escaped from that. So this is like in Ishab. So then he started that in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and started that. And 35,000 he recited in that there. And after that, while he was coming back to his home, he completed it in the way. So it means 70,000 he did. And after that, alhamdulillah, it became his habit, that he was reciting La ilaha illallah all the time. So just with the one thing, he got this habit. So therefore, people should be encouraged in this way, that they should recite Salat al-Nabi many times in Rabiul Awwal. So inshallah, this will give them habit. And similarly, these majalis should also be arranged in many places. And the people should arrange this also in the houses, that they become habitual of this. And then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him tawfiq of sending salat on Nabi inshallah. Now I shall be taking some guidance from the book at Al-Tur al-Majmu'ah, which is the second majlis. So in this, Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib rahmatullah alayh says, إن الله جميل يحب الجمال. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful, and He likes beauty, light beauty. So what husn is there, it requires its zuhur, its you can say show, and its marifat. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this universe for His marifat and to show His jamal and kamal to the people. He is created. So before all, He showed His sifat of creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then He made His sifat of Jamal Kamal so collective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the whole universe from this noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also proven that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this, the whole universe for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first riwayat, Abdul Razak radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates with his sanad, Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about the first thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Jabir, Allah jalla shanu created before all the things the noor of your Nabi. It's from his noor. It doesn't mean that from his noor that this noor was the base, the noor of Allah was the base of this. No. Actually, it is just the nur which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So from that nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, these nurs were moving. And before, at that time, there was no law, there was no qalam, there was no jannah, there was no jahannam. And there was no angel, and there was no sky, and there was no earth, and there was no sun, and there was no moon, and there was no jinn, and there was no insan, human being. Before all these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this nur, this light. And then He made this, divided this, from this nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created four parts. And from one part, Allah subhanahu created qalam, pen. And the other, from the other, loh. And from the third, arsh. And similarly, it's a long hadith. Allah, in the second riwayat, Hazrat Abbas bin Sariya, radiallahu ta'ala, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed I was made Khatamun Nabiyin at the time when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was not was in the process of creation, and in third narration, Hazrat Abu Huraira ta'ala narrates that Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when your nabuwat was when your nabuwat started. Rasulullah said that at the time when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was between ruh and jasad, it means from the in the spirit and body, it means in that time he did not become alive and he was not born. So this was narrated by Tirmizi. And this, according to him, this hadith is Hasan. And with the similar words, Maisara Zubbi also narrates that from Imam Ahmad and Bukhari in the Tariq, in the history, and Abu Na'im in Hilya narrates, and Hakim also has told that it is Sahih. So, actually, the thing is this, that the people do not understand these things. How he was at that time present and how the other was. Because Rasulullah came in the, after all the Anbiya, Khatamun Nabiyin. But how it is possible? So, I think I should quote one thing, which is very important. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in, as a, told in Quran that Alastu bi rabbikum al-ala qalu bala, am I not your greatest Rabb? So the Arwah said, why not? So at that time they were all Arwah, spirits, and there was nobody. But in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has quoted this in Quran. So these things can happen. Because in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these all things were present. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asked these arwah, am I not the greatest Rabb of yours? Say all, they say, why not? So it means, this thing can happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the nur. Nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first of all. Therefore, he is awwaleen. And he came after all anbiya. So therefore, he is akhirin. And khatamun nabiyin. So, just like Hazrat Adam alayhi salam saw, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. door of Jannah. And then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his maghfirat. رَبَّنَا ظُلَمْنَا نَفْسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. So it means that at that time also presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown, that his nur was created earlier. So it means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, actually he is the essence of the universe, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the whole universe for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you can understand that actually insan, human being is khalifa fil ard, it means was qala rabbuka lil malaikati inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. So it means khalifatullah is Adam alayhi salam. Even angels were asked this. So when he was khalifa, so actually this whole universe has been made for human being, and in human being Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually the man, human being, because of which the human being have been granted this position, the position of khilafat. So it means the basic reason was the creation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sophia, they are telling, just like Mujahid al-Afsani rahmatullahi alayh, he said that all the universal things, the queenly things, or the queenly thing and tashri things are granted to the people via Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even these takwini ashya and tashri ahkam, these both are granted to the people via Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it means we should understand the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we recite Salat ala Nabi, so it gives us ajr in the sense of tashri nizam, and it gives us asr in the sense of takwini nizam. So therefore this rahmat is active in both the ways, from takwini point of view and from tashri point of view. So therefore we should say many, many times Salat ala Nabi, and this will give us a lot of protection from the evils and from the undesired things which is called rahmat. So therefore this rahmat is sent to the person, on the person who is reciting Salat ala Nabi. So for that reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered human mu'mineen specially with a special order, and also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said this, that if any person recite Salat ala Nabi, Salat on me one time, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sending 10 times rahmat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to recite many, many times Salat al-Nabi in all the times, in Madinatul Munawwara, in Rabiul Awwal, and in all the places, in all the time. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا الْبَلَاغُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى